baseball season's been over for more than a week now, and I checked out our website, DK Pittsburgh Sports, yesterday to see the commentary that came with the various daily shots that I offer up as podcasts, and I saw that the baseball one was just loaded with comments and responses. So we're going to do this again. We're going to do this again today. Good morning to you. Good Thursday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or hockey, I also offer up daily shots of Steelers and Penguins where you found this. I'm going to read you one of these comments to get us going. And this, by the way, will actually be our just one question for the day. We're just going to split the discussion over both segments. It comes from Roberto21, and he says, "Strange idea from Australia. Will it ever occur to this management team that having and paying for an exciting, competitive team might actually fill the seats with enthusiastic fans who will buy food and merchandise and might actually be more of a moneymaker than an empty stadium and a boring 100-loss club? Do you think the Brewers made money this year? Remember the old saying, you've got to spend money to make money? So when the time comes, spend money and sign extensions with players like Brian Reynolds, Ke'Bryan Hayes, Nick Gonzalez, O'Neill Cruz, etc." Oh my goodness, the logic here is overwhelming. And there was no way I was going to limit my own response to this to a single segment. So let me start here. PNC Park, the structure, in addition to being what I feel is the world's best, at least it's the most beautiful sports facility anywhere. And take this from someone who has seen an awful lot of them, okay? It's truly special. You have, from a marketing slash sales standpoint, a weapon there. A weapon. You have something that you can sell even if the remainder of the product is just kind of eh. Now, what you might not know about PNC Park, and stick with me on this because it might sound like I'm avoiding the issue. I'm not. PNC Park is also among the smallest of baseball stadiums. For a little while there, it was the smallest. But regardless, you're talking about a capacity of 38,000. If you squeeze a ton of bodies, meaning in non-pandemic times, onto the rotunda and the other standing areas like inside the Clemente Wall and so forth, you can really force your way into a 40, and you're kind of crossing your fingers that either the fire marshal or the health department doesn't show up. But it's still very small. When the Pirates were doing really well, in the baseball sense, from 2013 to 2015, made the playoffs all 3 years, they were able to get their season ticket base up to 20,000. Now, without getting super detailed here on how this stuff works here, season ticket bases are determined by what's known as, in the business, as FSEs, which means full season equivalents. So a full season plan is 81 games. Pirates don't even have 1,000 of those, and they haven't had them in good times. Those are really rare. Two 40-game plans equals one FSE, four quarter-season plans, et cetera, right? They had a 20,000 base. When you talk about things that were dumb about not building off the 2015-2016 team, which I primarily hold Bob Nutting responsible for, but I will also hold Neil Huntington responsible for, because no one put a gun to Neil Huntington's head and said, trade Neil Walker for John Neese. No one put a gun to Neil Huntington's head and said, try to convert Juan Nicasio from relief pitcher to starting pitcher. And, yeah, that should pretty much do it for replacing A.J. Burnett and Jay Happ. Yeah, good job, fellas. Way to go. That's ultimately on the owner, because the owner needs to step in and say, what the hell are you doing here? He didn't, meaning Nutting didn't. But it was the GM that made the baseball mistakes. Bottom line is, they allowed this good thing, this good business thing, to just fall apart. They did that. They did that. Not the city, not Major League Baseball's economic system, which I'm always railing against. They did that. They had a FSE base of 20,000 in a stadium that only holds 38. Let me tell you what that means for math, and if you haven't already figured this out. That meant that over the course of 81 home dates, they would only have an average of about 18,000 tickets to sell per game. Meaning, you know, to just family and groups and even people that just decide that day that they want to go see a ball game. They had that. And then from there, they would have had a chance to really pursue, I'm going to use another piece of terminology from that business, what's called ticket tension. Meaning the public starts to perceive that it's hard to get a ticket to a certain kind of event. When the public perceives that, it's a dream come true. Concert promoters especially love this, because that's what jams up the online and the phone lines and everything else the morning that, you know, Green Day is coming. They love that because it creates that burst. It creates that, oh no, I've got to do this. And in sports, it's doubly important because it creates urgency to buy what? Yeah, more season tickets. They had this. They had this, and they let it go. Don't be that cynic, by the way, who says, well, they'd get more in revenue sharing this way than they would. No, actually, that is not accurate, and that is confirmable through data. The Pirates would not be getting more in revenue sharing than they would get by filling PNC Park. Some of the examples that you gave weren't completely on. For example, merchandise is split evenly among all 30 teams. Whatever the Yankees sell at merchandise at Yankee Stadium, the Pirates get 1/30th of it, and the Yankees get 1/30th of it. That's just how it goes with merchandise. But food, concessions, the enthusiasm, the energy. You didn't even mention that, and I'm sure you intended to, but the hype that comes with having a full ballpark and everybody talking about it, for better or worse, even if the Pirates, whatever, you know, aren't being as competitive as expected. There's more people going in and out. There's more people talking about Pirates baseball. Why would you not pursue that? Why would you not pursue that? When we come back, just one question. Time for just one question normally, except that I already put it forth at the beginning of the show, so I'm not sure why I introduced it here. I'm a little bit too into this subject today. Just deal with it. So I explained to you in the previous segment why it's absurd, beyond absurd. It's just stupid for the Pirates, principally Bob Nutting, to not pursue aggressively a packed PNC Park. Why does he not do that? Well, again, we can get into the, you know, the narratives and the rolling wheelbarrows up the hill to Seven Springs of cash and everything else. The truth is actually a lot more boring than that, I believe. The truth is that his modus operandi for business has long been, and this runs in the family, that he's not going to spend a dollar until he sees the dollar. You can call that cheap, you can call it excessively cautious, I don't care what you call it, but it's there. His mindset since taking over this team in 2007 has been that, well, great, let's fill the ballpark up and then we'll be able to raise payroll. No, dude, no. If you're serving lousy food at a restaurant, and you go in there and you eat this lousy food and you bring out the manager and you say something to them and the manager says to you, well, listen, if you just buy more of this, we're going to someday make it better for you, all right? So we'll see you again Tuesday, right? All right, man, come on back. No one's going to ever go back. That's what the Pirates have done. That's what Bob Nutting has done. When I say to people constantly that they're criticizing him for all the wrong things, what I get back is, you're defending Nutting. It's not that. It's that I'm criticizing him for the right things. He's not running off with some zillions of dollars. I've had so many people, including, by the way, minority partners in ownership, former minority partners in ownership who don't even have a tie to the team anymore, swear to me that that's not happening. There isn't profit-taking going on within the Pirates. There just isn't. There just isn't. Major League Baseball's Players Association would be going apoplectic, and they actually see the books. That's not what's happening. It's way more boring than that, which is, I think, why people don't like to hear it. He's one of those people in business who is afraid. And that's the operative term. He is afraid to invest without assurance. He's not a billionaire. Can we get that one out of the way, too? If anything, he's grossly undercapitalized as a baseball owner. Owning a franchise doesn't count as your capitalization. It doesn't make you a billionaire until you sell the team for $1 billion, and then you're a billionaire. He's not now. He's undercapitalized. And he's afraid to put a dollar in because he's not 100 billion percent sure that the dollar is coming back. And the approach to managing PNC Park as the Pirates' home, that potential mega cash cow sitting there on the North Shore, empty night after night after night, is all you need to see as evidence. Forget the stupid conspiracy theories and everything else here. This is way more boring than that. He's just afraid to invest. He wants to see the dollar first and then put the dollar in. And people in Pittsburgh are rightly tired of giving him that dollar. You know what? We should do more on this tomorrow. If you have something you want to add to this discussion, go ahead and send it to me. We're going to do one more of this tomorrow, because as you can tell, I got a whole lot to say on this. I appreciate everyone listening to Daily Shot of Pirates.